speeches.
Oh.
We remix them with Tiesto. And we make $400. You win or you win? How did Chris propose to you? Was he like, baby, darling, sweetheart, home?
Did he
get down on one knee?
No, he didn't.
He stood up.
No, he reached across the table.
Where was it?
It was up in Roche Harbor, Washington.
Was he nervous?
Yeah.
Did you know it was coming?
Yeah.
It was disgust.
No. I mean, it was, yeah, we had talked about, like, listen, like, a woman wants a timeline. Right?
Chop, chop.
Yeah, I just want to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be, like, 6 months? 3 years?
Yeah, what are we doing?
7 years?
I gotta know.
Like, you know. I really, though, a woman really wants, we talk a lot about this because I hate the idea of gender differences and discussing them, because I like to think that we're all relatively the same, but that's kind, I don't know, I'm starting to realize maybe that's a little bit of wishful thinking.
I used to try to think that too, but I think I got overly idealistic. But do you think that the fact that we have different organs and different amounts of oxytocin in our brains, that affects? A woman has a uterus and a certain amount of eggs, and a man just has fucking infinite sperm.
Yeah, but
Don't you think that affects our behavior?
Yes, I do, but I think that the easy
answer... And women are more compassionate and have more oxytocin in their...
No, I think the easy answer is the idea that it's all related to biological clock, and part of it is... But also a lot of it is just like simply like the idea of I want to plan. I want to know what's going on. I want to know if I want a career. I want to know if I'm going to get promoted. I want to know.
Personality thing. Well, maybe that's all people want that, right?
Yeah, but I think that men maybe are much more content to be like,
whatever.
Let's like sleep in dog's lie. Like we're cool, right? We're chilling. You're making me some dinner. We're living together. All is well.
Spot on McConaughey.
And why do we need to do? Why do we need to think about tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think, like the children issue aside, I think that it feels just a little bit more like I want to know. Am I prove it to me that I'm the best person for you. Mm-hmm. I just want to know. If I'm not, then okay, but let me know. Mm-hmm. And
shit or get off the pot.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
I get that.
So I don't know. That's sort of, I always want, of course I want somebody to be in love with me. I want the person that I'm with to be in love with me enough to marry me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And to make that kind of,
I think that's fair.
I'm a proud
black queen.
Independent black queen. Proud scary movie queen.
Mm-hmm. The house that scary movie built.
But yeah, and I think that that's not an unreasonable request to ask somebody.
Has ants in it. I'm getting...
Don't you think? Wait, but is it as a man? Is it unreasonable? It does. I'm sorry. Yes, I know. I'm sorry. You're getting creepy crawly ants. I'm so sorry. We totally have sugar ants.
Wait, hold on. Did you see
we
ants,
can't
really?
Afford an exterminator.
It was like, this is the house a scary movie built. Five
then there's
later.
Ants. I know. We have we have like
pestilence crawling up.
I know. But wait, as a man...
The Guardian of the Galaxy raccoon comes out and attacks my face.
But does
Bradley Cooper!
But wait, no, really though, does it freak you out, the idea of, let's say, you're like madly in love, and in a year from now, it is like, are you... I don't know. Oh, he's avoiding. He's avoiding.
No, I'm like ready to hit you with a slam delicious ass answer.
Okay, go for it.
No, what was the question? You
didn't finish your question. Well, all right, but
that was
like,
why I was
but
doing the wind up.
But the idea that of course men potentially are a little more reticent because if,
what does reticent mean? I really don't know. I went to a music school, dude. Okay, we didn't all take English for 4 years.
You know when you
I really
have
don't know.
To wait to play bass. Until your part comes.
Yeah. That's reticent.
Well, kind of, not really. But no, that's actually a horrible example. That means you're mostly just sort of eager to play bass and when your time comes. But
I got little girl titties.
Look when you're
you just really lifted up your shirt.
Eric Andre right
and
now
he's playing
is showing
with his
us
nipples.
Right
you
now. Do have beautiful nipples.
They have like little fucking pointy.
They are
fucking
beautiful.
Girl, 12-year-old girl.
I have chest. To say, they're nice. You have a nice chest.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
High-fiving Alex. There you
okay,
go.
Okay. And right. Totally avoiding the...
what is it
called? He's done a good job
well,
about this, by the way.
You sound like the scat man. I'm going to be honest. It's like long and rambling. You're like, scat, okay, bap, right, ba doo
ba.
Get to the goddamn fucking question mark.
Okay, so but really though, is it unreasonable if you're dating a gal, you're living with her for let's say 3 years, mm-hmm. is it unreasonable for
a gal to expect
yeah to be like
yeah.
okay, well not necessarily like, I need a ring, but the idea of like
what
I
are we
just
doing
want
here?
A plan
yeah yeah yeah.
All right, well here's the thing, perfect segue. It's funny that you said 3-year relationship because the woman we're going to call right now is in a 3-year relationship and she needs help. Can we do that right now?
Great segue.
I have not been in a relationship longer than like 4 months.
Really?
In the past 13 years.
Let's see how you
really?
Do with this.
Swear to God.
I'm excited to see how you deal with
so
this.
So you are so unqualified.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
You know this show is called Anna versus Unqualified?
I think that's fantastic.
Will you tell Sim to fuck off, though? That's what you have to do. That's part of the program.
You can say fuck off anytime you want. But we are calling Carrie. She's 35.
You
she's in California.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully she picks up any second now.
So you were like, babe.
Hello?
Carrie.
Hey.
Carrie. Carrie.
Hi.
Hi, it's Sim. And Anna is here as
Hi,
is
Carrie.
Eric Andre.
Hi.
The Eric Andre Show is on Cartoon Network. Sorry, Adult Swim. Which is
great.
The same thing.
Same thing.
And it's on
this is my
Fridays.
Highly qualified producer.
Fridays at midnight. And
fuck you. This is when you can say fuck you.
I'm trying to plug his show,
Sim,
Anna. I'm trying to do
don't listen to her. She okay. is giving you a lot of negative
she
energy.
I'm,
right now.
I'm sorry, Carrie. You need to hear all this.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
A lot of negative
okay.
energy.
We're going to try
Carrie.
And help you. We're going to try
but
and
wait,
help you.
But Eric Andre is fucking hysterical, and he's on a brilliant show
Thank
on
you.
Adult
yes.
Swim on Friday night.
Called The Eric Andre Show.
Thanks, guys. You're sweetie.
So, Carrie, you discovered some unsettling things about your boyfriend of 3 years. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so he was in an accident last week. A car accident and sent to the ER and needed access to his phone to look something up and gave me his passcode for me to help look it up. So, anyways, I handed him his phone, this and that, and other things. So now I know his passcode. Fast forward to Saturday night, and I know I shouldn't have done it, but I snooped when he was in the bathroom and looked on his phone and saw a text, several texts from this girl who had come to here to California to see him when he moved here 3 years ago, right before he met me. And the text said, it was a picture of a girl with selfie in a thong. And he wrote back to her saying, this came in handy this morning. And at this point we had been dating for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
And I know
well, how's he after
I
the accident?
He's okay. He has, he's home now. He's rested up.
Is he walking?
He's broken. Yeah. Walking, thankfully. And has all four limbs. He has broken ribs and broken collarbone.
Jeez. Any brain damage?
No brain damage.
So it could have been a lot worse. Well, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he jerked off to a girl in a thong that sent him a picture?
This was June 2015. And he told me, like, I'm friends with all my exes, and so...
Oh, this is... Wait a minute. What's the timeline on this? This was 3 years ago? I thought the accident just happened.
No,
the accident just happened.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, I was going to give him the timeline real quick, Carrie. So the accident just happened, but she found a text from a year ago. And she's been dating her boyfriend for 3 years.
Oh, so the text, it was an old text.
He's looking at scrolling through old texts, right.
I'm probably the worst person to give relationship advice in the world. but what do you, what's the best case scenario? Do you want to confront him and then hopefully?
Well, he's in a vulnerable state right now.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I kind of freaked out on Saturday night, and I'm not one to hide my emotions, and I just went kind of stonewall. And I was so furious that, and we had been drinking, so I just didn't want to say anything and really fuck shit up even more. And so I just said, like, I didn't feel good, and I had to go to bed, but I couldn't go to sleep, hence I emailed you guys.
So wait, so you didn't confess? You didn't confront him. He doesn't know that you know this.
No, he doesn't.
Hmm. Okay.
Well,
all
he
right.
does now because he's here on the phone.
No.
No, I'm just joking. Babe?
Wait, Eric, I got to say, I'm unqualified, but you may be way more unqualified.
Did he hook up with a girl or did he just jerk off to her picture and was like,
jerked off to a picture she sent to him, and then I didn't want to scroll any further up to see what else had been sent.
Yeah.
But the conversation below that was like, he's like, oh, I like thought about you the other day, and she's like, oh, what are you thinking about? And he's like, oh, when you came out to visit, and then she said, well, when am I going to see you again? And it just kind of went on, and there's no, and that's kind of why we got into an argument on Sunday, because he knew something was wrong on Saturday night, and he said, he's like, well, what's going on? I'm sorry.
I guess you got to confront him or bottle it up inside and never talk about it and just drink and eat pills and grind your teeth and get TMJ.
Well, those are two choices. Those are choices.
Two choices.
Right.
Maybe we as human beings, maybe us as Americans in 2016 don't have realistic expectations of sexual exclusivity.
Oh my God, this is horrible. this is
we don't
no no
no no no we should expect all people to be effortlessly monogamous and have a very idealistic attitude towards monogamy.
No, listen,
and not expect anyone to ever have a wandering eye, well, both genders.
Okay. No, wait. Let's explore. Let's wait. Stop. What? Okay.
Maybe what?
What do you see? Do you what in terms of your future do you see with him?
Well, we've talked about getting married. We've talked about having kids. We've talked about, you know, buying a house together. Like all these things. Mm. And like I stated earlier, like he's told me out front, like, yeah, I'm friends with all my exes. And I, what I just said on Sunday basically was like, I just don't feel comfortable with the way that girls speak to you on like message you or not message you, but comment on your Facebook post. It's kind of like, I don't even exist as a girlfriend.
Okay. So you're not feeling a value in general.
What's that?
You're not like feeling a value in general. Like,
right.
Then this is a big problem. Listen.
You're qualified. That's good advice. Yeah, I mean, you're off to a good start. Sorry.
But
better than whatever the fuck I was babbling on about.
No, but okay. So first of all, this will, if you continue this relationship, this will be a needle in your side for the rest of your life. That's okay in the sense that we all have that with all of our relationships. There will always be like those little things, whether, well, of varying degrees, that needle us with our partners. It's things that where they let us down in either big ways or really small ways. So we have to sort of come to terms with what do we let pass and what do we sort of confront. But this
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This, I get the sense, and not having talked to you for that much long, and in fact, I'm doing all the talking, I'm so sorry, but that you may have some other reservations in terms of his fidelity.
Yeah, I think you're sensing and, something in your gut, and yeah, you should trust your
which
intuition.
Which is why you probably looked.
Scrolled, yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, I have to admit, like, in the past, I don't have the best track record of relationships in terms of guys being faithful to me.
Mm.
And so there's that insecurity there always. And, you know, I've talked to only two people, other people about this. And, you know, one of them was my mom, and she said, well, you know, basically, if you can't trust him, then you shouldn't be with him. But I don't know if I can like you stated, you know, in this day and age, I know men have a wandering eye. I know women do. I get texts from exes that try to send me dick pics and stuff, but I ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't try to carry on and be right. Like, oh, I'm in town for business. Do you want to meet up? Like, you know, I'm in a relationship with somebody for 3 years. Like, clearly that's not going to happen. So either ignore it, delete it, or say, sorry, this stuff's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but to lead on a conversation with somebody. You know, about when you might see them again, or, you know, jerking off to a picture that they sent you. It's hurtful.
Totally. Yeah. Of course, that would be devastating. And so, okay, let me ask you this. Let's say we play out a scenario where you, after he's maybe not super high on pain pills, or maybe he is, I don't know, maybe it's a better idea to do it when he's high on pain pills, I don't know. But
cut his fucking dick off.
But what if you...
I'm sorry.
But what
I just got fired from Loveline.
How?
I'm going rogue.
What would you imagine his reaction to be if you were to say, listen, don't necessarily let yourself off the hook. Say, listen, you know, I had your passcode. I was feeling some insecurity. I scrolled through some of your past texts. I admit I'm guilty of that. But I think that you had the bigger transgression.
It's going to be tough because he's going to get defensive.
Of course.
Of my privacy.
Yeah. But this is what I'm saying. But how?
Look out and say, then you shouldn't be with me if you don't trust me.
Then that's right. Okay. See, that is the problem. Because if somebody were to say, okay, that fucking sucks that you looked through my phone, but I am the guiltier party member, and I'm really sorry, and I want you forever. Then, like of course, there's going to be a rage. There's going to be an initial like flood of anger, but afterwards, the determination, like how he handles the aftermath of being like, I want you. That was something that I did a long time ago, and I'm so sorry, and I will never ever do anything like that again. And I just don't know. But I don't know if you can continue on a relationship and marry him with this thing. But at the same time, it was a while ago, so I don't know.
That's the other thing that I grapple with, because I mean, he flew me out to go meet his parents like a year into us dating.
Was that right around the same time of where this sort of happened?
Well, the whole text thing with this girl, because again, I told you I didn't scroll even further back because I don't think I could stomach to see anymore.
Yeah, I think you got to clear the air. I think you got to communicate. A relationship is built on trust and communication.
I mentioned Sunday, like, you know, to me, it's disrespectful when girls speak to you, like on flirting on Facebook, because he says everybody knows that you're my girlfriend, but it's not really a parent via social media, if that makes any sense. Like he's not
posting pictures of you guys together.
Oh,
it's rare.
I don't like this.
It's more.
I think you got to trust your gut. I think you're sensing something, and I don't know. I think you got to confront him. I don't know. I mean, I'm the worst. I'm the least qualified person, but you know,
he doesn't sound like a great. When I talked,
are
to you
guys
earlier,
polyamorous? Or are you in an open relationship?
I'm sorry.
Are you guys polyamorous? Are you in an open relationship?
I don't think she is.
I'm only sleeping. I've only slept with him for the past 3 years.
No, she's not. She's not. They're together.
I think men are pigs, and I think you should be a lesbian. Men are disgusting. I'm serious.
But she's also given him a lot of money.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
This guy's a user.
I've helped him out financially with his job.
User alert. I don't know. You got to confront him.
We have Alex in the background saying, "Cut the cord. Cut it."
I think you really need to speak to a therapist instead of four lunatics in a house.
No.
Could
she's
give you
speaking,
much better
no,
advice.
She's speaking to friends, and I think that.
Speaking of friends,
okay, but wait, I've got an
you
idea.
You got her cell phone number?
Can you okay? I always like to talk about the idea of what percentage of your like in your life does he make you happy versus unhappy? And if he makes you happy 70 to 80% of the time and unhappy 20 to 30% of the time, then that's borderline. But if it's anywhere close to like
60-40,
yeah, then
50-50.
Oh, then because does he make you happy? Does he make you feel like a fulfilled person?
Honestly, this is the first, like, yes. I mean, I've had another serious relationship before this that didn't end very well. And that person didn't treat me half as well as he does. And he means well, but I think that, I don't know, I'm not a guy, so I don't, like, my ego doesn't get a boost when I get texts from exes or guys that I've dated. And, you know, that doesn't do anything for me because I'm happy with what I have. So I just don't understand why you have to kind of entertain these girls that text you.
And it could have a lot to do too with not to let him off the hook anyway, because I'm actually really kind of against him right now. But it could have something to do with the idea that he's not feeling financially secure and dependent on you. That tends to be emasculating. So then when, because I've been in relationships before, where
you were the breadwinner,
yeah,
and then you had a hanger on,
yeah, and so it's and I think that's you know that's emasculating, and so then people go looking for, you know, girls in thongs, and
that makes sense,
yeah, but that is not excusable, and that does not lead to the road to happiness, and
you got to confront them.
How do you confront him?
With a Jason mask on and a chainsaw.
But here's the problem is that she will be confessing herself as the initial guilty party member.
I think that's fine. I think he'll be initially angry and then that will subside and then you have the floor. I think he'll need to calm down for a day, but like, I don't think he can continually be like, you invaded my privacy for like a week.
And if he does, then that's fucking telling.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think you're sensing something. And
what if he says, you're right. You caught me. It was a mistake. I'm sorry. It won't happen again. It was a moment of weakness.
Then I think that seems like a decent person.
Do you think he would say something like that?
Yes and no, but I think that in the back of any woman's mind, they would always kind of wonder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anna.
No, you're totally right. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. But it's a little bit different because it's not like you caught like some porn. Like this was sort of a personal relationship.
I would much rather have it be him jerking off to porn. I don't care.
Sure.
I like
what if it's
sometimes.
Anime? What if it's like cartoon porn? Is that weird?
That's weird.
That's
a
weird,
bit.
Right? Should be a human. It should
I
be
actually
live
weirdly think that anime feels a little bit safer than
live action.
Well, I'm not sure. I haven't
So let him jack off to anime, and maybe that will give some relief to the situation.
So maybe you say something like,
but
I don't
know.
Do
we have realistic attitudes about sexual exclusivity? Are we meant as the primates we are? We're the, you know,
well,
we're primates.
Now you sound like him.
No, but yes. Let me just theoretically play devil's advocate.
Right. Oh, I cannot wait.
Do we have a realistic expectation of sexual exclusivity from the time that you first start dating till death do us part? Is it realistic for two people as primates to never see anyone else naked for decades on end?
Listen,
Don't you feel like that's going against our nature?
But we're not primates. We're humans.
Humans are primates.
But otherwise, we would be like, murder would be fine because we would be like, no, well, I hate that person, so I'm going to.
I think that's apples to
oranges. Well, listen.
Murder would be fine is like a far cry from jerking off to anime.
Listen. I agree with you. But we should strive to.
Sure, we should strive. Honor. We should strive to honor.
And which requires a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's not exclusive to men, you know. I mean, it might be a little bit more exclusive to men potentially physically, but it's not exclusive to men at all. I mean, we all want to feel loved and desired for the entirety of our lives. And so that means self-control and work. And I am kind of an angel, but no, I'm not an angel, but that is something that should be a goal. And to be,
can I show you guys a 2 minute video and you tell me can I show you a 2 minute Dan Savage video and you tell me how it's wrong?
But to be deceptive, because
I want somebody to show me
towards your partner.
Can I play it?
Is self poisoning?
No, not deceptive. It would be like a. Is there room for some type of? Well, every relationship has its own set of rules.
Right,
but so, he let her down.
Yes, and I think in this case it is wrong because you guys have a common understanding that he's not going to jerk off to his ex-girlfriend.
Ways.
And she's taking care of him. And yes, that's where it gets unethical. But to pull a step back to the human race as a species, to just get a bird's eye view, do you think just seeing one person naked for your entire life is normal, or is it just like the status quo for the next whatever 5-10,000 years?
I understand that guys are going to have a wandering eye.
Like, I think women too.
Absolutely, sure, of course. I think a guy's hot on the show, I'm going to be like, hey, he's pretty attractive. But I'm not.
I mean, let's be honest. Ryan Gosling in your bed, spread eagle. You ain't going to kick him out of bed for eating Oreos.
Gross. Yes, I would.
Gosling in your bed.
Yes, they
fully
look
aroused.
They look like bed bugs, little Oreo crumbs. He's
boys, you saw Drive.
but
oh, you like the brothers? You want Denzel?
But because this is personal, because this was somebody that
theoretical. Because this is personal, I think he violated a trust. Yes, you invaded his privacy.
But the bigger issue is him
jerking off to the fucking ex-girlfriend with the thong. It's like, bro, am I the woman for you or not, dude?
And also, the bigger paranoia of like, well, what else has he been doing? You know, what else will he do?
You're spiraling. We've all been there.
Right.
It's one thing to jerk off to a picture or just thinking of an ex-girlfriend. It's another thing to text your ex-girlfriend and say, hey, I jerked off to you.
Yes.
Right.
Because our spank banks are full, right?
Yeah.
I know that you never thought of McConaughey while you were in the bed getting freaky?
Okay.
No, I'm going to be honest. Like, I have actually never done that.
I'm never proud with you.
I was with an ex that I thought was a really good lover or anything. I've always just been like in the moment with him.
I know. I'm with you. Great. Okay, so wait, let me ask you this.
Give me a break. You guys are so patting yourselves on the back right now.
Because
I don't buy it for a goddamn second. Nope. You don't look up at the Criss Angel poster in your bedroom while you're on top of your man.
We'll betray you in different ways, but not like that. But listen, so wait, but if you were to break up with him in the next few weeks,
Don't even say that.
Yeah, come on. Come on. I want to put all the options out there. Okay. How devastated will you be emotionally?
That's a good question.
It would be pretty devastating.
I say walk out on him and make him want you, and then you'll have hand. You got to play
the game.
That's
my mom said that.
Play the game. The game never ends.
I'm with you, Erica.
I know married couples that play the goddamn game. It plays into all our insecurities, and you will have hand. Go fuck you. Have fun jacking off. I'm the greatest goddamn thing that ever happened to you. Kiss my grits.
When he realizes that he doesn't have you anymore, even if he thinks he doesn't have you for a minute, a day, a week, whatever it is, it's going to change. You know, all the ball's going to be in your court. You'll have all the leverage. She'll have all the leverage.
I totally agree, but I just don't know if I feel like I've dated this kind of guy before.
Did he cheat? Is this considered cheating or not?
That's what I wanted to know.
Cheating
is in the eye of the beholder. Yes.
You're not sure. You're not sure if this is cheating or not.
Well, he didn't kiss her on the lips.
Well, I think that it's definitely inappropriate, but the idea that you won't be able to proceed forward in like having a healthy relationship with him because this will be on the back of your mind is going to be a big detriment. And I also just don't know if I don't know. I just have a bad feeling about this fella.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, Anna, should she do? You need to tell her what to do.
Oh, God.
She called in asking for advice. What should she do right now?
I think, so how messed up is he right now? Like, is he, like...
What's the Wi-Fi?
Eric, Andre. Well, sorry.
I have to help him to get off of the couch. And or bed because he can't get up by himself.
And does he have family or another support system around him right now?
Not around here.
This guy's got to go, boo. This guy's got to go.
Wait, you did an about face, didn't you?
He's a loser. He's sitting on the
couch. You just did an about face. You were just like, men should be off the hook. And now you're like,
I didn't say men should be off the hook. I was posing a question for both genders saying that, posing the question whether we have realistic or unrealistic expectations of sexual exclusivity and does falling off the wagon and cheating make the whole relationship 10, 20, 30, 40 years invalid? For one slip
I hear
up.
You.
Both parties, men right. and women.
No.
I'm not saying men have a wandering eye, women have a wandering eye. Men and women
and
both
that's really
have,
valid. You're right.
Have sexual desires.
Sure.
And does it mean if your eye wanders or you do slip up, does that mean that the whole relationship, the whole house you built and the children you raised is invalid because of one or two slip-ups? I'm asking. I don't know. What do you think? I'm agnostic on the issue. I don't know what the answer is.
Would you be okay breaking up with him? You said you'd be devastated, right?
Yeah.
So you don't want to. You don't want to break up with him. So then she has to confront him. Otherwise, she'll be thinking about this the entire time.
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do have to say, "Listen, I did this, and I know it was wrong, and you need to hear me out before you get angry." I found this thing. I found this picture, and it's been and if he starts to be like, "You did what?" You have to be like, "Stop, hear me right now, or I'm not gonna fucking help you get off the couch again, you fucking dick."
Dude, what? How come whenever a girl does a guy voice, we sound like the most retarded caveman? What do you mean, baby? Is that what men sound like? That's what we sound like.
Kind of,
but
pretty much.
Yeah. Perfect. But so I think you lay it out for him just like you did with us, because truthfully, you did restrain yourself without, like, you didn't look into too much more, and what more, like, more stuff might be painful. And I think you tell him that this is a really hard thing.
Fuck.
And but here's my future advice, though. I feel like I feel like a long time ago I learned to not be curious, and it's so fucking hard.
Are you possessive?
No, but I am proud, and he also makes me feel like he makes me feel really good.
But don't you think that marriage is based on a property transaction, and it's based on the slavery of women, and that men would just pay a guy a father a dowry for, like, it's just
then you still want to get married,
and we're just conditioned thinking it's the answer, but it's really like possessive. Like, I'm not going to treat my wife like she's my possession. She's allowed to do whatever she wants, and I'm going to give her that freedom because I'm a 21st century man.
No, I don't. I believe that, like,
Don't you think that's conditioning that you believe that it's just 10,000 years of slut shaming and being told that you're not worth anything if you have extramarital sex, but it's because, you know, the Ice Age,
take so much comfort in going to bed with the same man every night and watching Game of Thrones.
Hey, Carrie, we have to go now.
But Carrie, will you?
No, Carrie, we're sticking this out. We're watching the fucking sunrise tonight.
I didn't really answer your question very well, but
you told him to confront him and see how he reacts.
Yeah, but listen, but wait, here's the most important advice. Do not, timing is everything with this confrontation. So it might not be tomorrow. It might not be 4 days from now. It might not be a week from now. But time it out, and use the power of timing. And with his mood, like, gauge it out so he's not in sort of an irrational, angry place in any way. And say, I really need to talk to you about something, and I need you to hear me for a full 10 minutes without you saying anything.
Ooh.
Without you saying.
You've been here before. You have been in the baggage. I can fuck it. Check your bags at the goddamn Delta.
You
want to
date me, don't you, Andre?
The baggage.
<Woo. laughs> But will you please give us updates? And listen, please, like, protect your heart. And if you are still getting that inkling that there's stuff that's not very trustworthy about him, I think you might have to move on.
I think you're right.
And thank you so much for your
Thanks,
call.
Carrie.
You were,
Thanks,
I just,
guys.
I love
Send me an email. Let me know
so
how it goes.
Goes.
Let me know how your husband's doing as well, or your boyfriend.
What?
Excuse me. Sorry.
Great job, Sim.
I'm
Way
sorry.
To listen.
I've done that before, too. Shit. All right. I'm sorry, Carrie.
Okay.
Anyways.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, my queen.
That is tough.
I'm sorry I'm doing
well,
this.
Well, what would you do, though? If you were...
If what?
if what? If like you were dating a gal for a year and or 2 years and you found like that you...
I haven't been in a relationship more than 4 months, so... But okay, hypothetically speaking,
I like it that hypothetically speaking, was supposed to be like a punch.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't a joke. I was like,
no, I know, but I know like, you were looking around for everyone to laugh, but you, I mean, no one's laughing. Around,
everybody's so tired and all like, fucking pilled out. No, if I was in a relationship for 2 years and I looked on a girl's phone and she had a dick pic and she was like, oh, sexy dick, baby. I fucking twiddled my fucking bean to this shit this morning. Damn, I fucking orgasm.
That's always what we say.
twiddled my bean to this shit.
Yeah, I twiddled my fucking little pea
okay,
pod.
Okay, I'm going to say twiddle my bean in like the least sexy way I can. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I twiddled my bean.
I twiddled my bean.
I twiddled my bean this morning 3 times.
What?
And I did not find it relaxing. Twiddle my bean.
Twiddle my bean. No, but I would, it would depend on the terms of the relationship.
So wait, now, would you want your mommy or your daddy to twiddle your, you know, penis bean?
No.
You asked me earlier.
What kind of fucking question is that? That's disgusting.
You totally fucking asked me earlier. Would I rather have sex with my mom or my dad?
Yeah,
so fuck
gun
you.
To
I'm
your head.
Bringing
gun
it back.
Gun to your head. If you were part of a hostage crisis and that was one of the stipulations.
Yeah.
That's completely different than my parents milking my prostate. Whatever the fuck you're talking about. It's disgusting. You're like a pervert. What is wrong with you? I went on a date with a guy and he tied me up and he went to the bathroom on me.
Can we call Jessica?
I want to show you guys this video so bad.
Okay.
Let's watch the video after we call Jessica.
I was supposed to be at my house at 9.
Oh, one more call and then you can go.
Sorry.
We'll make this quick. We're calling Jessica. She's in Toronto.
It's my fault. I lost track.
She's 29 years old.
No, Toronto. It's like a hedonistic sex cauldron up there. Those people are freaks.
Hello.
Hey, Jessica. It's
hey,
Sam.
Jessica. You got a gimp mask on?
Hey.
Oh, God. I'm
How
sorry,
are you?
Jessica. That's Eric
Hi,
Andre,
Jessica.
By the way.
Hey, Jess. Oh. What's up, Bobo? Man.
We've been having a great time with Eric.
Oddly, he's like the only sober person here. Hi, Jessica.
Jessica,
thanks
you're...
for taking the call so late.
Jessica.
I know, it's late up there. It's late over there. Jessica.
Stop. You want to go home or not?
He doesn't want
to. Sorry, Jessica.
He wants to stay here all night.
Jesus.
Jessica, you're finally dating your dream man, but something is troubling you. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so I started dating this guy not too long ago, and, like, he's literally perfect. He seems that way, which scares the crap out of me. He's really good-looking. He's super successful.
And what's he working
super,
with?
Like, laid back. And he comes, like, he's... The thing that worries me, and it's funny because I heard Anna talking about this last week, is... he comes from money, and it's super intimidating to me because I come from like a super blue collar background, like lower middle class. And he's like super waspy and comes from a really wealthy background. So it just makes me a little bit insecure.
I totally get that.
I mean, some people would probably be really happy about it, but for me, it makes me nervous.
Why? What are you afraid of?
I'll tell you exactly what she's afraid of.
The guy's rich. Hello, you won the lottery.
I know. Doesn't it sound obnoxious?
His dad's Donald Trump. Malcolm for all he's worth.
Eric, shut the fuck up.
What are you talking about? You hit the goddamn jackpot. Go for it, bro.
His dad's Donald Trump.
Play with his mind a little bit. Get him on the hook and make him buy you fucking stilettos or whatever.
Oh my God.
You hit the jackpot with this guy. He's a hunk.
I'm so sorry.
He's a hunk.
I'm so sorry.
What's the problem? What is the problem?
I'll tell you what the problem is. Because
there's no problem. I just wonder, like, in the long term, and I mean, I know it's still very early, but in the long term, can it work with people who come from really different backgrounds?
Yeah.
Like, I know it happens in Disney movies and stuff.
My dad's Haitian, and he married my mom, a Jew. My dad's from Haiti. My dad's a psychiatrist from Haiti, and he married a Jew from 110th Street. Okay. You know what I mean? And they made it work.
What does God, that have?
And he turned that pussy out.
Into you.
Into me.
So you're saying, yes, it worked.
It works. No, just no, go with love.
No, stop. No, no, no. I totally.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes,
you don't know
I do.
What this girl's been through.
I know.
I do.
Oh, my God. We're about to have a fight here. Our first fight.
Can I just tell you something? I was dating a multi-billion dollar. I was dating Julia Louis-Dreyfus from the shit show Seinfeld. And I flicked her little bean every morning.
Oh, my God.
Ugh, what is the problem, Boo? That is some first world Toronto-ass problem.
No, I'll tell you what it is.
You're intimidated?
Stop.
What is he fucking working out? Is he like Christian
Bale?
He comes
home to my small town and thinks I'm like, I mean, I guess.
He'll be fine. He'll think it's like fun. He'll grab a lasso and fucking hog tie him.
No, you're missing pig. The point.
You from Alberta?
Stop it.
No, I'm not, but I'm from a small town.
I'm from Saskatoon.
You're from Saskatoon?
Yeah, I get a cup of Timmy's every morning.
Okay, Eric, he's being a bit of a dick right now.
No, I'm not. But
well,
you ain't got nothing to worry about.
You're
you
rich
hit the motherfucking
now.
Jackpot.
No way. Stop. This
I'm
is why you've been in
like,
a relationship for only 4 months.
Like, is it too good to be true? Like, that's what I'm like. I'm waiting
no,
for
you got the fairy tale life.
No, no. I hear what she's saying, which is this, at least
what
to
are
me.
You, okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
For the host to talk?
I already disagree, but go ahead.
For me, it was like the idea of I felt so uncomfortable with dating somebody who had some like a little bit of money because I felt like I had to. I don't know. I felt like I was supposed to be impressed by a nice restaurant or sleep with him because
what are you talking about? You said you're always like the sugar mama to these broke ass dudes.
That was later after
you've been
scary
making
movie.
Dough since 1996.
Yeah, this was before. No, no, no.
What college? What when you were 14?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah. I like in college. I was broke.
And you were dating millionaires?
No, but like a. Like a dude who had a car and a job and took me out to a restaurant.
This is different, dude. This is different.
He wasn't like she's smoking weed like, and eating off my meal card.
She is from a poor town in Ottawa. And he is like.
She doesn't want to feel used for her pussy. Okay?
She's feeling used. She's not feeling used. She's intimidated that he's going to go back to the small coal mining town she's from and judge and roll his eyes and sip his latte and hit his vape pen and judge her family. But he's not.
No,
if he loves you, he loves you for everything you got are.
She should feel heard in the idea that, like, you know what? Nobody wants to feel used for their pussy, just overtly, you know?
Is she being used?
We want to use...
Should we ask her if she's being used
for
pussy?
Do you feel used? You're, like, projecting your own weird meal card fucking emotional baggage bullshit on this poor
But she already
Saskatoon
said this
gal.
Is why she talked to
Do
us.
Do you feel used? Are you feeling used?
No. No, I mean it's very new. We've only been seeing each other since like the end of June, so it's been a summer thing, and we see each other once a week. And
what
yes,
is the problem?
We have hooked up, and I have wondered if maybe it is just about that. But we do talk every day, even if we don't.
How
hang
much
out every
does
day.
He
I
flaunt
just,
his wealth?
How much does he flaunt his wealth? That's a good question.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
How much does he flaunt his wealth?
How much?
Don't interrupt me.
I don't even know.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
is he dropping hundos?
Yeah, is he like, I'm going to take you out to this place or
girl,
like, I want to buy you something?
You hit the goddamn
jackpot.
No, like,
actually, like, a lot of it, and we do go out, but a lot of the time, like, we just hang, and oh my God, I know what you guys are going to say. We just hang out at his place. He makes me dinner, and then, like,
that's nice.
Oh, I'm so obnoxious right now.
No, that's
so nice.
Yeah. And are you happy?
I am. I think I just like sometimes feel like I'm afraid to be completely myself because I have him up on this pedestal and think he's like so great and it scares me.
You know what you got to do? Dump him and just freak him out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What? Dump them like out of the blue and then get back with them a couple days later. Make this son of a bitch sweat.
This is like we're bringing the worst.
Weirdly, but weirdly, that's a great tactic.
Can
to
I
be
tell
honest,
you something? Yeah,
that actually is a fucking smart move.
Dump them out of nowhere and then get
he
back with them 2 days later.
He would not know what the fuck hit him.
It's true.
Or
he would not know what hit him.
Or do reverse cowgirl and fart on his dick.
Take that into consideration.
No, I'm serious,
horrible.
You hit the jackpot. This guy is rich. You're from a small podunk town where they have like fucking T-model Fords and old timey jalopies, and the mayor rides a mule and
all you
has
one all
too.
The only modes of transportation. That's all you're gonna.
Yeah, well, I got a few more.
This
streetcar
is
crashing with the old trolley or whatever the fuck. Listen, this guy
can
is
you
a fucking
give
catch.
You, can you give me
he's
like three
hunky,
more?
He's hung like a fucking Clydesdale. You hit the
How
jackpot.
Did you know?
I could tell when a woman has a guy with a big ass dick. Because
that is a weird quality.
No, they have a certain happiness in their voice that you don't get out of the girl stuck with the guy with the little baby dick. You know what I mean? They're like, they're all grumpy.
Oh, he's rich, but I don't know if I like him. Is that what that girl sounds like?
King Kong sausage, then the girl's like, all relaxed all day and shit.
Well, I don't feel relaxed, though. That's the thing.
What are you stressing? You got to go to therapy. Why don't you go to a therapist?
Why do you keep telling
people? Yeah.
I think it's insane that people don't go to therapy. People that, like, I think it should be a mandate for every human being should go to therapy.
That's been your advice to everyone. Go
because
to therapy.
Because you're asking
but
a
I'm
bunch
calling,
of lunatics
I'm calling the
on, a, on a.
Yes.
You're asking us for advice? That's a
yes,
terrible
but
that's
idea.
Exactly
okay,
right.
The, but the podcast the, is called Anna Faris is Unqualified.
Right. We're unqualified to give this advice, but we're going to do the best we can.
Yes, but we're going to try with our hearts.
Very unethical and dangerous what these people are doing, are hijacking your emotions. Do not listen to them. Hang up. Dump your boyfriend for 2 days. Get back with him. Hop on top. Fart on his dick. Do reverse cowgirl. Go to a coal mining town in Saskatoon. Meet the mayor. Get on his mule and go to a therapist.
Done.
No. This is awful.
She dated a guy with a Trans Am in college, and she thinks she can relate to you. Anna thinks she can relate to you.
Hey.
You dated a guy in a Trans Am, and then later you hit the goddamn scary movie jackpot, and then you fucking were on a rocket ship with biscuit wheels.
But you know what? They were buttermilk. Biscuit wheels.
I used to suck dick at gunpoint. In a fucking abandoned garage for ooh, money.
Ooh, I have a gun upstairs. Can we test you on that? But no, wait. But I do. Okay. So the reason why she's calling
I'm going to have
is,
to stop you right there.
Oh, God.
Now, do you think
this is a total
that
hijack in
we
general?
We were meant to be with people that aren't in our same class, socioeconomic class.
Ooh, listen to you using a four-syllable word.
No, I believe in the caste system, and I think that you are an untouchable.
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Anna's going into the corner to fart.
Wait, so Anna, I feel like...
Now she's
I feel
drinking
like,
Pinot Gris out the bottle.
Hold on.
Like
Anna, seriously. She's fine,
give
right?
me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn you back around.
Anna, she's okay, right? She's fine.
Can you respond to this poor girl?
Yes, of course.
I feel like someone would Andre and I think she's fine. She should just keep doing what she's doing. She's going to be okay.
Everyone thinks she's fine.
Yes, I think you're going to be great, but
I'm
totally understand.
What's the problem?
But
what's
because,
the problem?
Because I understand
I
the
guess
idea.
Maybe I'm just not used to like dating guys like this. Like, I've just, he's literally like, you. If ever I've dated a guy who like checked all the boxes, like there wasn't chemistry or something, and I have all of that, and it makes me nervous, I guess.
Of course.
And I'm putting a lot of pressure on it. And
something that's like...
I mean, I feel like you guys are making me sound like I'm out of my
mind.
He's
treating you well until he treats you differently, then you're fine.
You guys, both. Yeah. Don't you say anything, and don't you say anything. Let me have the floor here for a minute.
I've been waiting.
I totally hear you in the sense that that it's scary to date somebody that seems kind of too good to be... quit sighing so loudly. That seems too good to be true, or that doesn't seem like... We always undervalue ourselves, I think, and so that's why when I like dated those two guys that had money,
celebrity lookalikes.
Okay, remember when I told you that I needed the floor?
Oh, you're talking to me or Sim?
It made me feel really insecure, and like I didn't want to be used. So then I reverted back to dating guys that needed me more financially, or I don't know, whatever, for whatever other reasons, whatever fucked up reasons I had. But I maybe should have given those guys a little bit more of a chance. But it tapped into some insecurities of mine that weren't very rational. So I think that.
Well, you were dealing with your own problems, your own skeletons.
Right.
This girl isn't dealing with that. She's even keel.
Yeah, no, she's calling in because she's uncomfortable with the idea of,
like... No, but you're putting all this added stuff on it, and you're making her even more paranoid.
I know, I'm about to tell her that she should continue forward, knowing that her emotions are normal.
I think you should get the passcode to his phone and see if he's hollering at any of his ex-girlfriends.
No, but really, like, I think as long... Just, like, keep a gauge on your happiness level, and... If you're happy, then fuck yeah, this is awesome, and fuck this Eric dude, man. I don't think I've ever told a guest to fuck off way more than Sim. He has been such a fucking dick.
No, that is not true. Yes. What did you say?
Sim's getting an easy ride tonight.
I love this. This
no, but what else did you say? There's no problem. What's the problem?
I was confused.
What's the problem? Anna's the only one who thinks there's a goddamn problem.
I don't think Anna thinks it's a problem anymore.
There's not a problem. No, no, no. She was just
and she's
asking.
Projecting all her weird.
No, she was just yeah. No. It's
stuff
not projecting.
From her.
I know what Anna's
she just
doing.
Needs reassurance.
Anna was trying to relate to her.
Yeah, she just needs reassurance, you guys.
Oh,
at the idea that this is okay.
I'm giving it to her. It is 100% okay.
Yeah, but she should also know that her feelings
aren't
abnormal.
Your feelings are valid. I've been agreeing with you since day one.
Oh my God. You know, okay.
Your feelings are completely valid.
Yes. Yeah.
You obviously dug up some serious emotional trauma.
Listen,
for Anna.
Nobody wants
in her
to feel used.
Days.
Nobody wants to feel small when they, you know, take their, you know, partner back to their hometown or whatever. Nobody wants to feel like, am I not worthy of, you know,
look,
whatever.
I have a question.
This guy is
are
rich.
There any, okay, fine.
He's
follow
hung
up.
Like
follow up question.
Shaquille
for you.
O'Neal.
Okay, are there any tips that you can give her to kind of help her throughout this process? Because she's intimidated by this guy. What could you say to her to kind of help her through this?
I think just truly, I know it sounds so lame, but trust your gut and be understand that, you know, you're of value and protect your heart, but also trust in him. And if he makes you happy, then... This is fucking awesome.
Yeah, put your life in perspective. 2/3 of the world lives below the poverty line. Jesus Christ.
Hey, we are not here to make anybody feel small, you dick.
I'm JKing. I mean, that is a true statistic.
What does
but
that mean?
Just kidding. Oh. I think you're doing great, Jessica. I think this guy is hung like Shaquille O'Neal. He's got goddamn.
That is really funny when you said, how do you know? That was a really... funny moment.
I could tell she seemed relaxed.
But I am sort of angry at you right now.
Why?
Well, because I'm...
But you
know,
guys have
I
the
wanna,
same advice.
We have the same advice. I'm agreeing
the same
with
advice.
You.
You guys are totally on the same page.
You're being surly. I'm taking this away. I'm giving you the, I'm saying the right. exact same, I think we're saying the same thing here.
I think we're saying the same thing, but you're doing it much more aggressively than I am.
What is going on with you?
I actually try to listen to people.
Jessica, I did nothing but listen. Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank
sure.
you.
Oh my God.
Let's give her final advice.
90% of the wealth in the world is owned by less than 1%
oh my God.
Of the population.
You guys, we're all making Jessica Hold on. Feel small.
Here's
right
the,
now.
She, we're not making her feel small.
Look,
I feel like
Jessica,
she's happy. She
you're
is happy.
Doing great. I'm going out to Toronto. We're getting coffee. We're going to Tim Hortons. We're catching a hockey puck with our teeth. And we're gonna meet this guy, and I'm gonna
hold on, hold on, Anna. We're not gonna end this call. I want to know.
I'm ending it.
No, you want to, Anna.
I'm
you,
sick
there's,
of it.
There's stuff that you need to say to her.
I
oh God,
but
here we go again.
I just understand the feeling of feeling small in terms of economic difference and pride, and because I'm a proud person, and I've. But yeah, in
That's
the,
like a white
the
power thing.
Two rich guys that I dated made me feel small, and it was not due to them. It was due to my own craziness in terms of feeling like, I don't know, do they just want to use me for my very virginal vagina and my itsy tiny breasts?
I think
breasts.
Your vagina was only virginal once. I don't think there's a couple guys getting
but
the
I could have, I virginal. You know, I'm so happily married now, but maybe I lost out on a couple of great guys because I was very proud and it, for in an odd way, it made me feel really insecure. So don't make that mistake.
That was nice.
And
I like that.
Thanks. And
I basically said the same exact thing.
Fuck you.
Much fewer words.
Once again.
Efficient economy.
No,
of
I definitely think I'm my own worst enemy. It just feels too good to be true. I don't know if it's my insecurity.
That's insecurity. Don't do it. Don't say that to yourself. That's a bad behavior pattern.
I disagree with you.
Okay, say that to yourself and just dive into your insecurities.
But you know what? Just protect your heart and keep your eye out and love freely. All those things, which
you know,
totally complicate each other.
I will fight your boyfriend when I get to Toronto.
There's nothing in what I just said that makes sense. Oh, Eric Andre,
I am in a fucking mood today.
He's ready to fight for your heart.
Jessica, I'm in a goddamn mood today. Don't you dare do this.
How come?
Oh, shit, I never thought about it. How come? Shit, you really stopped me in my tracks with that question.
You're funny.
I'm going to jerk off to anime.
You're a funny woman. No wonder he likes
that
you.
That was the best response possible.
That was,
by the way.
Yeah, how come?
Because Eric had no, he nothing. Did not expect that at all.
Nothing.
I love that. I love seeing blank. Eric silent. That's amazing.
That was
it has not happened in the last like 4 hours.
Jessica,
happened a lot.
Jessica,
I've been here for 5 hours.
Thank you
I feel
so
like I'm
much.
Out on international waters.
Thank you so much
you
for
guys.
Hanging out with
thank
us.
Thank you, Jessica.
I hope you feel better.
Really? God bless
thank
you.
Yeah, Jessica.
No, you did. You did.
Thank you.
Totally. I know I'm my own worst enemy, and I know I feel like I sound obnoxious. But
No.
Go through his phone.
And
boom.
Like, please keep us posted.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Please send
thank
us nudes.
Thank you so much.
You gave her such bad advice. I cannot believe you said all that shit to her. You sound insane.
I do.
You sound like totally 420 friendly. The girl I'm with now, I wouldn't want to sleep with anybody else but her.
Oh. See, he is a
and
really
I
good
feel,
guy. I knew
I
that.
Feel
there's something to be said about
very passionate.
He's a sweetheart. Eric Andre is a sweetheart.
I think she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh my God.
See that?
So
see that?
Really
and yeah.
Don't.
Swoon. I'm swooning.
We should end soon because
but
otherwise.
Like, but the feeling isn't even. I'm just like enchanted by her.
That's swoony. So let yourself be taken away from
I am.
It.
Yeah, totally am.
Look at what you did, Anna. See that? You know, he wasn't ready to talk about
no,
her
she,
the
entire
episode.
The girl I'm
dating
had more to do with it than.
Oh.
But you know, you helped.
All right. So follow us on Unqualified on Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat. No, not Snapchat. We don't have Snapchat yet. But we do have a new
Jesus
website. It's at unqualified.com.
Sim.
Eric Andre's Jay, show is on Friday nights.
I'm
so
cursed
much.
Up a storm. I forget
Adult
you had a
Swim.
In the house.
Midnight.
Sorry.
No, he's
are you sure?
Oh, we fucking swear. Yeah. Fucking dick
I feel
shit
terrible.
All the fucking time.
I love this, by the way. This has been
so fun?
Much fun.
Did you have
yeah,
a good time?
This is like the funnest press. This
yeah.
is like a good way to go
and
out.
We had so
this
much fun
like,
having you. We've been
it's
fans
awesome.
For so long.
You guys are so sweet.
We love you, listeners. Thank you.
Good night,
thank
everyone.
You so much. Honestly, thank you, guys. Bye. I love you. She's a